A treat for me this afternoon to be able to talk to Richard Fitzwilliams. Richard, good afternoon in Ascot. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. And looking around me, you see people going in to see to the Royal Enclosure and the Grandstand to see the first race. Listeners can possibly hear the loudspeakers announcing who's running. And this is a beautiful day. We're not yet drowned, if that's the phrase, in a heat wave. Right. But it is a remarkable spectacle with Ascot 2 years ago held on behind closed doors because of the pandemic, and then last year scaled down. It's back in all its glory.
Are you wearing a top hat and tails today, old chap?
I am indeed. I have my top hat and I have my tails on, and I'm standing in front of a statue of Frankel, which was judged to be the most successful horse ever at the Cadio.
Oh, Arkell. Oh, yes, indeed. Tell me, there's been a couple of races run there already today. Have you won anything yet, or are you a gambler?
Oh, no, they haven't. They haven't yet ran.
Oh, have they not?
What happened, not yet today, the first race is because we just had the royal procession. And it's quite interesting that the Queen, unfortunately, mobility problems. She would undoubtedly have come to Royal Ascot if she could have. It is on her doorstep, after all. But nonetheless, I'm sure she's watching it on television. But on both yesterday and today, we've had the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall, and a large turnout today. The Earl and Countess of Wessex, Princess Alexandra, Princess Beatrice, and so forth. Yesterday, Princess Anne. Regarding my winnings, I won two yesterday and had one second place. It's not bad for someone who doesn't know much about it.
Well, can I tell you what I've done just for a bit of fun? I have picked four horses in the four remaining races after we talk. And I will tell you the names of the horses, and I will also tell you that I know nothing about horses or horse racing, and we'll just see how we get on. How's that?
I think that's a very good idea because, frankly, of course, if you're very knowledgeable, that's one thing, and you'll probably do very well. If you know absolutely nothing and just stick pins in,
exactly.
You can probably hear they've anteed up the loudspeakers because they're actually racing in the first place. Now, which is going to win? I really haven't a clue, but those who are knowledgeable will, and I mean, you have your charts and your bets. So, you might be lucky.
Indeed. Let me tell you what I've picked for the 4:20, all right? Of course, I'd forgotten about the hour, but the 4:20, I have picked a 7-1 horse called Sibylla Spain.
You know, that should, if it wins, that should mean that you get some money, because
yes.
My wins yesterday were the wins of favourites. That was the trouble, you see. So you don't get a great deal.
Yes.
But nonetheless, there's the excitement. There's the fact that, there is something happening. I can see on my screen that there's an easy winner to this race. I can't say who.
That's all right.
Nonetheless, this is part of Ascot's excitement. You've got the picnics. You've got the royal link with the royal procession since 1825. And you've got thrilling racing, which in the last 20-plus years, and the Queen specified in her a message to the to this year's royal meeting that it was an increasingly international field.
Indeed, absolutely. Just to say to you, the only reason I picked that horse was because it had Spain in it, okay? So that's the level of the knowledge that we're at here. Now, for the 5 o'clock, and this I think you should note, I've picked a 9-1 winner for the 5 o'clock, and I've picked Totally Charming because it fits with you. Right? That's what I've decided.
A sobriquet of that nature is good for the soul, you know. Totally Charming.
So Totally Charming, 9-1, right? And I would maybe put €2.50 each way on that if I was actually putting money on it, right? That's at five.
Well, I think
Yeah.
You know, if Totally Charming actually wins, I mean, I will have to back it since you have begun this. I will have to continue it. But of course, if it doesn't win, when we speak next, I will have rather a lot to say.
All right.
Mean, well, one thing I must mention, a bit, of course, ask it, because I used to cover London Fashion Week, and I was fascinated by what they were. This year, I've been trying to discern trends among the ladies. I mean, yesterday was members only. From today, if you're a member of the Royal Enclosures, you can bring two guests. I haven't managed, you know, there's a complete mix of hats. Some saucer, some picture, some floral. It's very colourful. I would say one thing, though. Are you fond of the colour yellow?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, well, it just happens to be my favourite colour.
Right.
It just stands out, because what I've been doing is parading up and down, looking at the people, looking at the horses.
Yes, yes, people watching, yes.
People, well, I mean, why not? I mean, that's why they're standing there, after all.
Mm-hmm.
And the My Fair Lady Ascot scene, as you will remember, the people watching it are very, very colourfully dressed by Cecil Beaton in the film. Mm. They point their binoculars at nothing. When the horses run past, the binoculars don't move, which is hilarious. And I mean, to some extent, some people are here for the horses, some people are here for the incredible fashion, and of course there are a lot of journalists following the royals and so forth, and runners and trainers from here and from abroad, and some, you know, just to have a day out. It's a quite extraordinary. The Royal Enclosure is, of course, so has dress codes and very strict security this year. Here's a thought. I'm sure you would never consider this, but one of the things they're checking up on are people who wear other people's badges.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yes.
So you
yes,
have to have yes. You have to have some form of identification to match the badge.
Absolutely, and in the past, I haven't seen this asked from every single person, but as you come through the gates where security checks you, you do have to match your ID to your badge, because this was occasionally, from time to time, people played the fool with this, so I think it's just as well it's been clamped down on, and ladies have to wear hats. Not personators. You've got to be more than 4 inches in diameter, and no bare midriffs or thin shoulder straps. So, you know, they've tightened up on dress code, and I think to some extent it's worked extremely well. I mean, we've all got our favourite hats and favourite dresses, and also awesome. Of course, I must admit that I think are pretty terrible, as we all do.
Mm. Well, can I say to you, just for the record, I have a favourite hat, absolutely, but I don't as yet have a favourite dress, all right?
Really?
Not as yet.
That's a surprising question there. I have to tell you, the transgender are not eaten for. They can wear whatever they feel like, quote, most comfortable with. And also, if you want, I haven't seen one yet, but on your badge, you can have MX.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
King George, the fifth banned photography in 1920, and the ban lasted for many years, whereas now, I mean, for quite a long time, people, you know, you wear your mobile, you use your mobile, you can photograph. Mm. You couldn't not. Ascot keeps abreast of current trends to a large degree, and I think that's very important. And just standing here looking up, you've got this vast stand. I mean, it's absolutely huge. It cost £220 million in 2006, and they had to spend a lot more to enlarge the enclosure. But it really, really is an international hub for racing now. Before that, it was very charming, but nonetheless, although a lot of people prefer what it used to be like, this is far more cutting edge, far more modern. Here's a sartorial question for you. Would you wear, this is heavily laden, laden question, would you wear a black top hat or a grey top hat?
I would think a grey top hat is what I would wear.
Well, you see, I'm wearing a grey top hat, and we are almost extinct. Looking around me, I can see among a sea of race girls, fascinating mix of gear they're wearing, there is one, two, three, four grey top hats, perhaps 100 black. And what's happening, for some reason, they've changed over the years. No one quite seems to know why, but if you look at a picture, say, of the Queen in the 1950s, or indeed even 1960s, most of them are grey. I think No Time to Die, there was, you remember the James Bond film, part of that, the villain had a horse, I think, racing a basket. And all those top hats were grey, and also the yellow Rolls Royce with Fix Haddison at that, too. And things have changed.
Ah, indeed. Well, look, we have similar taste. Do you want to hear about my pick for the 535?
I do indeed. What is it?
Well, I was looking, there was nothing that kind of struck me, but this date when I spotted it, and I would be putting €1 each way only on it, because it's enough to make us rich. It's 100-1.
Oh,
and it's called, Democracy Dilemma. I thought it's very apt.
You can't. I mean, there was a horse, I must tell you, there was a horse yesterday, 200-1. I must also tell you, it didn't win.
Well, that's all right. I remember watching an episode of what's that thing that's set in New York? Blue Bloods. All right. And I happened to be in company where there was a little bit of gambling going on about 2 or 3 days later. And there was a horse running with the name Regan or Reagan something. And I thought, do you know, I saw that Blue Bloods the other night, and that's the man's name is Commissioner Reagan. And I put a euro each way at 75-1. And it won.
And what happened?
It won.
Goodness gracious me.
It won.
It can happen.
It can happen. That's why they're there. It's there. And listen, I'm going to give you my very final pick, which is the 10 past 6 race, the 6:10. It's a 66-1 long shot as well. Again, a euro each way is all I'd be doing there. It's called Celtic Express for obvious reasons.
Oh, I shall remember that. I hope it does go expressly, so to speak. I mean, one of the joys, and I can see that you also enjoy the sort of thing, is that you really don't know what's going to win, and as a result, there's this excitement, there's a thrill, and there's this roar of the crowd. And one of the things with Ascot, you can see the lawns, or you can see this if you go up into parts of the enclosure, or wherever you want to watch it from, or the grandstand, or indeed the village enclosure, and it is very exciting.
That's fantastic. It must be wonderful to be there among the crowd, is it? There must be a very palpable and, I suppose, an atmosphere that you could almost touch, because Ascot is just, you know, so spectacular.
It is. It is wonderful to be here. And it's also, it's the highlight of the season. I mean, I will say there's some absolutely gorgeous outfits. I will also say that walking in front of me, as well as the lovely ones, there are those which are, in my opinion, a good deal less gorgeous. But, I mean, it all makes a mix. It's all very colourful. It's great fun. And it's rather like an Edwardian country gathering en masse. I mean, it's not like Derby Day, which is more perhaps the people's race. But Derby Day has fallen, very much fallen from popular, there's not so much interest in it. People don't go as they used to as this. Oh. Yes, it's extraordinary. It's just one of these things. But it's the one classic race the Queen hasn't won, and still, unfortunately, hasn't, but there's always, I hope, next year. But Ascot, it's just the scale of it, as I mentioned, 300,000 people, and, you know, they're having a whale of a time. And the other thing is, it's not got too hot. We're threatened with 32 degrees on Friday.
Oh, wow. That is, that's Spanish-esque, I can tell you. Well, is it just today that you're there, or are you there every day?
Oh, it's every day. I was here yesterday where I thoroughly enjoyed it, and where it was again warm, but and also a very, very good turnout of the Royals, and here today as well. And so far as seeing the Prince of Wales twice, I mean, this is obviously, these are things to come, so to speak, because inevitably, as you know, because of mobility problems, the Queen is scaling down her activities, and she certainly wouldn't, if she possibly could, she would attend. She's one of the world's great equine experts. She was inducted into the Racing Hall of Fame last October, which was absolutely thrilling.
What's your favourite thing about going to the races?
My favourite, oh, goodness, I think if it comes to Ascot, my favourite part of it is undoubtedly because of an interest in fashion. Obviously, there's that. I do love the royal presence, which makes it a... It's the mix. It's just to have different people as I'm just watching them with the extraordinary colours and what they're wearing, just wandering in front of me. It's just this extraordinary mix that you don't get anywhere else in the world with people dressing up like this. It's a certain form of fantasy land.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, enjoy the rest of the fantasy land. I hope you win a load of money on all of those horses I gave you tips for.
I certainly will enjoy it, and thank you for your tips. You will hear all about them.
And you do know I know nothing about horse racing, but there you go. Richard Fitzwilliams, a great joy to talk to you as always. Enjoy the rest of the day at Ascot and the rest of the festival.
I certainly will, get all the best.